Hi, I'm Nora, and I'm 7 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Nora, and good morning, kids commuters. Happy Monday. It's time for Carnival of the Animals Part 2 on IPR's Kids Commute. We have so many fascinating and funny animals to meet in this musical zoo by Camille Saint-Saëns, and we'll have a new Quizlet coming up for you later in the show. Now, last week, our friend Maestro Leonard Bernstein set everything up for us. This week, I'm going to take the reins, especially today, as we meet some musical mules and a crazy bird. Our first piece today is called Personages with Long Ears. That means mules, which are half donkey, half horse. Now, they're easy to spot in today's music because they go hee-haw all the time. By the way, mule is also a term we use today for somebody who's very stubborn. And here's a fun thing. Some music critics think that Camille Saint-Saëns meant his stubborn and silly hee-haw to represent themselves, music critics, when they said bad stuff about his music. That was Personages with Long Ears, otherwise known as mules, or maybe music critics, in music of Camille Saint-Saëns that was performed by Joanne Folletta conducting the Buffalo Philharmonic. Another piece of music now is The Cuckoo in the Heart of the Woods. Now, musically, this is very simple. The piano plays quiet music, and the clarinet imitates the two-note call of the cuckoo bird. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Camille Saint-Saëns left instructions that when this music is performed by an orchestra, that the clarinetist play off stage so that the cuckoo sounds like it's coming from very far away, like you're on the edge of the woods, but you can hear the cuckoo calling from somewhere in the middle. Here's the Buffalo Philharmonic again. We just heard personages with long ears, a.k.a. mules, followed by The Cuckoo in the Heart of the Forest by Camille Saint-Saëns from Carnival of the Animals. Here's something crazy about the cuckoo bird. They don't build their own nests. No, when a cuckoo bird wants to lay her egg, she sneaks into another bird's nest, kicks out one of that bird's eggs, and leaves her own behind instead. Tricky, tricky bird. Now, kids commuters, let's get to our Quizlet for the week. All week, we'll ask you this question. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. This week, we're looking for a type of bird that is beautiful to look at, but surprisingly mean. Not the cuckoo bird. What kind of bird is this? Well, if you know, send us the answer with your name and address in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. You can win one every 30 days. Okie doke, kids commuters, that does it for today. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlocking Puppet Radio.